We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi b'Menachem Rosh and Chavyakom b'Pilchos Leo. We are in Shavuos Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud. Shavuos Bitui Noheges Ba'anoshim Uvenoshim. The halacha of the Shavuos Bitui, the expression the Shavuos Yuchayev a Korban Olev Yored B'Shogeg or B'Mezi Yuchayev Malkos. That applies both to men and to women. B'Rechokim Uvikrovim. This applies to Rechokim, people and non-relatives, or even relatives. Let's say a person swore to give, Reuven swore to give something to Shimon, so he has an obligation to fulfill that shvua, whether Shimon is his brother or Shimon is someone else. B'ch'sherim u'psulim, and it applies to people who are qualified to testify in a Beis Din, and psulim people who are disqualified to testify in Beis Din. Now, there's no logical reason why Shavuos Bitui should not apply to both men and women, or to people who are relatives, or even people who are non-relatives, or even to relatives, and people who are kosher apostle. But as we'll see, the reason this is here is to contrast this with the Shavuos Bitui with the Shavuos Ha'edus, which we're going to learn in Perek Dalid, where that, of course, that Shavu, when a person is asked to testify on someone's behalf. If that person who asked him to testify, oh, you know testimony about me, but that's his relative, so then he's not qualified to testify. From that shvua, that not coming to testify is not going to be mechayev you, or denying that you know testimony is not going to be mechayev you a carbon in such a case, because you had no obligation, you weren't allowed to testify to the person anyway, because either you were apostle edus or the person was a relative, etc. Then the Mishnah says, what else? Shvua speech applies bifnei based in over shalom bifnei based in. This would be whether the shvua was made in court, even a shvua that was taken out of Beis Din. Makes no difference. You have to, the shvua's bitui applies, and says the Mishnah, mi pi atzmo. That's all true if the shvua came from himself, from his own mouth, and it wasn't something that others made him do. Take a look at the Bar Tanur says, mi pi atzmo, shehotzi hu shvua mi piv, avol mishbu acherin. Let's say other people mashbi'ah him. What do they mean? They imposed an oath upon him. Achalta v'lo achalta. V'amar lo achalta. Did you eat or did you not eat? And he said, I didn't eat. V'achal. But he really did eat. The opposite. Patur im lo ana ami. Meaning they said, listen, take a shvua. Did you eat or not eat? They said, oh, I take a shvua. He took a shvua. You know, I did not eat. But in the end, he really ate. So you say, this is, the halacha is that he's patur. This is not considered a shvua speech because this was imposed by other people. But he says, im lo ana ami. If he didn't answer amen to this, im ana ami, achar shvua chavir. But if his friend made him mashbi, said, do you take a shvua to this? And he says, amen to that, have kenishma mipiatzmo v'chayev. Then indeed he will be chayev karbon shvua. In such a case, meiz malkos b'meizid or karbon olav yored b'shogeg, because this is considered a violation of the shvua by answering amen, even though he didn't say the language of shvua and others impose this upon him. Then the Mishnah concludes v'chayavin al zedona makos v'al shigigasa karbon olav yored. As we said, in all these situations. And this is, why do we have to repeat it? We have this all the time. Mishnah repeats it here so that we know that all the people in the Mishnah are have a halacha. It's not only that this shvu applies to them, but assuming that we said anashim, rechokim, rekrovim, k'shem, psulim, etc., but recognize that the punishments are going to be the same too. Mezid chayv malkos and b'shogig chayv and karbon ola v'yorin. Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph Shuas Shav Noheges Ba'anoshim Uvanoshim. Same thing, the Shuas Shav, a person takes a shvua in vain. We spoke about the three types of Shuas Shav in Mishnah Ches. And this, we're saying that this applies to men and women. Berachokim uvekrovim. Once again, people who are non-relatives are relatives. Bikshrem uvepsulim. People who are kosher leidus and people who are pasul leidus. Bifne beisim shalom. Bifne beisim. Person took the shvua shav even outside of beisim. Umi piatzmo. Once again, if it's imposed, he came from his own mouth as opposed to other people saying you take a shvua and that you ate. So let's say, did you eat or not eat? And said, I didn't. Eat, as long as he didn't say amen, that's not considered a shvua. He has to take the shvua himself. V'chayavim al zedona makos v'al shigigasa pater. In this case, though, the Shvuah Shav, we had this in the past, Yechayv b'mezid makos, but on a Shvuah Shav, if you did it b'shogeg, there's no Karban Ola v'yored. The Karban Ola v'yored does not apply to someone who unintentionally took a Shvuah Shav. It's not the same as a Shvuah Sbito. Shvuah Sbito has a Karban Ola v'yored b'shogeg. And Malkos B'mezid. A Shvuah Shav has Malkos B'mezid, but there's no carbon at all for a Shvuah Shav B'shogeg. Achazo v'achazo ha-mushmet b'acherim chayiv. In these cases, meaning the case of a Shvuah Shav and a Shvuah Bitui, it says if it was imposed upon other people, the person potentially could be chayiv. How is that so? So this is the Mishnah describing what we didn't have in the Reisha. With the Reisha, it says it has to be piatzmo. But there are circumstances where if others imposed a shvuah on you, you didn't say the language of shvuah, but others did, that you could be chayiv. How so? Ketzad. Amar lo achalti hayom v'lo ninachti tefillin hayom. Person says, you know, I didn't eat today, or I didn't put on tefillin today. Mash biachami ani. So his friend says to him, would you swear to that effect? V'amar. Amen. He says, indeed, yes, amen. Then chayiv is chayiv malkus. For if it's b'mezid or chai of carbon labiyarin, if it's b'shogeg, that's assuming that is a shvuas bitui, you'd be chai of that carbon labiyarin b'shogeg, because saying amen is like saying the shvua itself.